Inside the Buyer's Mind. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
We're worried about customer satisfaction, right? Customer satisfaction with the purchase, with the product that they got. But what about the process? Are they satisfied with the process? So if we can understand the differences in our buyers and how they like to buy, we can sell the way they want to buy.
According to marketing professor Jeff Tanner, that's done by refining the customer-vendor conversation to the way people process things. If they're relationship-oriented, it's important to make a personal connection early. They'll want to see the vendor cares. If the customer is task and transactional-driven, know that they want to get in and get out quickly. Tanner says excellent sales representatives use a couple of key questions to divide buyers into groups.
What are you considering? What's important to you? Those kinds of questions that help you understand not only what's important from the person's need for the product, but how they buy it and how they're going to use it. A relationship-oriented person's going to throw out clues like, well, I've got to get so-and-so involved and we all have to come together and watch the, you know, so they're given those relationship-oriented answers, whereas the other one is, well, we got to know if it does this and it does that, and it's all about what the product does. Some companies, rather than ask the salesperson to adapt, they trade off salespeople. Gallery Furniture is one that does that beautifully. It's really about trying to have that match between how somebody is effective at selling and representing the product and how somebody likes to make the decision. And it seems to work pretty well for them.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.